Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands, stomp your feet. Captain Jellybean is on the street. Welcome, Captain Jellybean. Well, welcome, kids, to another great show of Captain Jellybean and his wacky astro pals. I'm your host, Captain Jellius PB, but you can call me Captain Jellybean. And we have another great show, and our featured artist today is Bill Harley, noted songwriter and storyteller. And let's get started. Hey, Marshall, what do we have on tap? Hey, this is Marshmallow, your sidekick and announcer, and we're going to start with our friend Bill Harley with It Could Have Happened, It's Not Fair to Me, and Wash Your Hands.
I know you're probably wondering, where's that chocolate cake? The one with creamy icing, it took hours for you to bake. Well, I did my best to save it when the circus came to town. And just one bite, that elephant scarfed that whole thing down. It could have happened, who's to say? It might have happened just that way. You might think that's just a story when I tell you that it's so. It could have happened, who's to know? And I guess you're probably wondering what happened to the car. With holes in all four tires, I know you can't get very far. Who knew that squirrels were capable of doing things like that? I saw them keep on chewing till everything went flat. It could have happened, hey, who's to say? It might have happened just that way. You might think that's just a story when I tell you that it's so, but it could have happened, don't you know? I mean, really, it could have. I mean, anything could happen. Those things are anything, right? If you go down in the basement, there's something you should know. There seems to be some water there, about 6 feet or so. Cause a thunderstorm blew through the house and headed down the stairs. It rained like cats and dogs and caused all the flooding there. It could have happened. I mean, who's to say? It might have happened just that way. You might think that's just a story when I tell you that it's so. It could have happened. Who's to know? Not me. I mean, really, if you just believe me, everything would be fine. See you roll your eyes when you hear my explanation. But believing just requires some of your imagination. There is just a difference we both know very well between what really happened and the stories that we tell. It could have happened, hey, who's to say? It might have happened just that way. You might think that's just a story when I tell you that it's so. It could have happened, don't you know? It could have happened, really. Just use your imagination and you'll see that these things just happen and there's no reason to get so upset about it, really.
All right, here we go. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go first.
I got one, and he got two. It's not fair to me. I got a brown one, and he got blue. It's not fair to me. He beat my score on the video game. It's not fair to me. We both did it, but I got blamed.
Your fault.
It's not fair to me. Anybody listening? Can't anybody see? I'm the one who's suffering. It's not fair to me.
Oh man, my brother got a brand new bike.
It's not fair to me.
So,
and I got his old one that I don't like. It's not fair to me. Yeah, well, the window on my side won't go down.
mine. No, no, no. You did the last one. I get this one now.
You did the last one.
No, I did not. Remember,
I
get the...
I'm taking the solo here, Bill.
No,
that's what's happening.
Geez, no, because...
Now, Bill, listen.
Wait.
Now we're all out of time.
Not fair.
I dropped my ice cream in the sand.
It's not fair to me.
And he still has his in his hand.
Poor buddy.
It's not fair to me. You always think you have it worse. It's not fair to me. Why can't you see I'm the one who's cursed?
You wish.
It's not fair to me.
Bill, come on, we're singing about me. I think that's
clear. No. When
everybody
we wrote this song, we said it's about me.
When we wrote the song, we agreed that it was about me.
No. We
and
said
actually,
it's
when
about
you're singing
me.
About you,
no,
also
we're
singing
about
me.
And all the time about me.
Song,
it has nothing to do with
me.
It's about
me.
And it's we can see.
You know that we might both be wrong to make this great big fuss. It's not just not fair to me. It's not fair to us.
Uh-huh.
It's not fair to us. It's not fair to us. We're all bozos on this bus. It's not fair to us.
Everybody!
It's not fair to me. It's not fair to me. Why can't anybody see? It's not fair.
There's a tickle in your nose, then you let out a sneeze, yeah, it finally explodes. You look down at your hand, it's all covered with that goo. Don't wipe it anywhere. You know what to do, you gotta wash your hands.
Lávate las manos, your hands. Lávate las manos, your hands. Lávate las manos, your hands. Lávate.
Everyone's got germs, but you keep them to yourself. You keep the cold and the flu up there on the shelf. Wanna stay healthy, there's a little trick. Do it every day and you don't get sick.
You gotta wash your hands. Lávate las manos, your hands. Lávate las manos, your hands. Lávate las manos, your hands. Lávate.
When your stomach is growling and it's time to eat, your body is hungry from your head down to your feet. Don't eat just yet, you gotta stop, you gotta think. Before you eat your food, put your hands in.
You gotta wash your hands. Lávate las manos, your hands. Lávate las manos, your hands. Lávate las manos, your hands.
Lávate. Sneaky little germs don't want you to wash. They want everything dirty. Oh yeah, my gosh. They love it when your hands are grimy and sticky. They grow and multiply. They are icky, icky, icky. Put your hand in your mouth, then on the door. Got the doorknob and they walk across the floor. Their hand gives a pencil to someone who's their friend. Pencil in their mouth, you know the circle never ends. Unless you wash your hands.
Lávate las manos, your hands. Lávate las manos, your hands. Lávate las manos, your hands.
Lávate las manos. Wash your hands.
By every number.
One.
You sing the alphabet.
Everywhere would wash their hands. You got to wash your hands.
a poem, Little Monsters, by Paul Curtis. Little monsters in costumes, looking for candy treats, terrorizing the neighbors all along the street. They prey on young and old, they satisfy their appetite. Treats are handed over to creatures of the night. With their goodie bags full of every candy treat, they can't wait to get home before they can start to eat. And when the bag is empty, they realize their mistake. They've eaten so much candy, they've got a tummy ache. And now let's go to our friend Bill Harley with his story about the high dive.
Here we go.
Summer came, school was done. There was no more work, it was time for fun. The weather got hot, I wanted to get cool, so I headed down to the swimming pool. I'm talking about the public pool, where they let everyone in, even me. Well, I got to the pool, my friend Mike was waiting. He said, come on, Bill, no hesitating. We're gonna have fun just as sure as you're alive. Jumping off that old high dive. Yeah, the high dive reached up into the clouds. It should have been illegal, never been allowed. It was way too dangerous, way too high. 17 miles up there in the sky. Whee! Yeah, that's high. Now, in all the years that I'd been alive, I had never jumped off that old high dive. Oh, I'd watch my other friends scream and jump. They called me a chicken, they called me a chump. I didn't care, I was still alive, even if I did lay eggs. But it just so happened that summer season, I wanted to jump, now I had a reason. There was someone at the pool, I must confess it, I dearly wanted to impress. It was Christy, the lifeguard. Christy, the heavens opened, the angels sang. Christy, she was 17, I was 9. Christy, we were the perfect match. Christy sat in the lifeguard chair, combing her long and golden hair. Her skin was tan, her eyes were green. She was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. And I had seen a lot of girls at my elementary school. None of them like Christy. So I thought that this just might be my chance to get that girl to give me a glance. She'd finally know that I was alive when she saw me jump off that old high dive. My body arcing out over the water, muscles rippling over that 57-pound frame. Our two hearts would beat as one.
So this time, when Mike said let's, I said, okay, man, sure you bet. I'm ready to rock, I'm really pumped. Watch me climb, watch me jump. Off I go into the wild blue yonder, yeah.
So Mike and I headed off to the ladder. We got halfway there, there was something the matter. A million other kids there, my oh my, waiting to take the turn to jump and die. I rolled my eyes, I said, oh great. There was nothing to do but stand there and wait. Mike said, save my place, I'll be right back. He returned in a minute with a beautiful snack. You know I'm talking about frozen Milky Way candy bars, a big box of Juju Bees, and a 256-ounce jug of grape soda for each of us. I love those natural flavors. I drank the whole thing. Well, it took us 45 minutes or so just to get to the ladder. Don't you know, I've been waiting so long, it was easy to see. After all that grape soda, I had to go to the bathroom. If you know what I mean, and I'm sure you do. So Mike said, climb. I said, Emma, it seems that I have this little dilemma. I said, I'm sorry, Mike, I gotta go. He said, Can't you hold it for a minute or so? You get out of line now, you won't be able to jump off this thing till sometime after Thanksgiving, and they'll have drained the pool. Well, I was still about to get out of line when I happened to look over one more time. There she was, sitting in the chair, her dark bronze skin, her long blonde hair. It was Christy the lifeguard. Christy, she was twirling and untwirling the whistle on her finger. Christy, she looked so beautiful being bored. Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, with a heart over the eye. So I saw the wisdom of his explanation and decided to continue to my destination. I put my hands on the rail, said I will not stop till I reach the very top. Only problem was there were 1,000 kids ahead of me, each one of them waiting to commit Harry Carey.
Yeah.
Well, every step now took me higher, while my situation grew more dire. I yelled up ahead, hey, don't be slow, jump right now, cause I gotta go. I was almost to the very top, when one more time, that line just stopped. Some kid up there was afraid he'd drown, and I made the mistake of looking down. Ooh-wee! Those people look like ants down there. I looked out across the horizon. I could see the curve of the earth. Up above me, there were turkey buzzards circling, wondering what they were going to have for lunch. And so I came to the final rung. What was I thinking? What had I done? Way up there, the air was thin, the diving board swaying in the wind. My stomach wheezed and moaned and churned. Too late now. It was my turn. I walked to the edge of the diving board. I looked down and said, oh, Lord, this is crazy. This is insane. They shouldn't let children do this. They could hurt themselves. Whose idea was this? And then I remembered it was mine. I said, that is the last time I play with you. Mike said, hey, Bill, come on. Jump off now, don't take so long. Well, I wanted to jump, that's no lie. It's just that I did not really want to die. My teeth were chattering, my legs were shaking. I was scared, man, there was no faking. What was worse, by this time, you know, I really, 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 really had to go. Suddenly, I heard her piercing sound rising up in the air from down on the ground. A whistle blew, a voice called out, jump off right now! I heard someone shout. It was Christy calling just to me. Although her voice didn't really sound that romantic. No. So I knew what I had to do. I said, goodbye, sweet world. Nice knowing you. I held my breath. I closed my eyes. I jumped off into the sky. And I was flying above it all, soaring in the air like a bird, like a hawk, not like an eagle, like a seagull. A seagull? Wait a minute. I wasn't a seagull. I wasn't an eagle. I wasn't a hawk. I wasn't a bird. I couldn't fly. I was a human. I was falling. I looked down at the swimming pool. Now it didn't seem so fresh and cool. It was coming up to meet me faster and faster. I was clearly headed for disaster. My body started twisting this way and that, till finally I was spread out flat. My legs were kicking, my arms were flapping. Everybody looking up to see what happened. You know, I saw Christy, she was watching me too, as I fell there from out of the blue. Well, I must confess I was a little surprised when I saw her cover up both her eyes. I headed down, down, down from that tower at 687 miles an hour. The water brought me to a sudden stop when I did the world's biggest belly flop. The sound was deafening. Eardrums were broken. Bridges and buildings rumbled and shook hundreds of miles away. People stopped in their tracks and wondered what kind of experiment the government was conducting. I must have passed out, because things went black. The next thing I knew, I was on my back, floating in the water in the bright sunlight. A voice called out, "Are you all right?" It was Christy, calling just to me. She come to save me, because she loved me. She said, "Stay like that, I'll give you a ride." She started to tow me over to the side. "Christy, Christy, Christy," I said, her name was a song. I relaxed in her arms, and something went wrong. I forgot about everything I was holding inside. And I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about those 256 ounces of grape soda. Only it wasn't purple anymore, if you know what I mean. I was almost at the ladder at the side when somebody yelled, somebody cried. I was feeling great, fine and mellow, but it seemed behind me I left this trail of yellow. You know, a kid can only hold it for so long. When Krista saw it, she began to scream, "That's the grossest thing I've ever seen." The next thing I knew, when I looked around, she climbed out of the pool and left me there to drown. I said, "Christy, don't you love me?" She said, "What are you talking about? You're just totally a little punk." I said, "Well, I know, but you didn't answer my question." Well, I climbed out of the water and I could see everyone there was looking at me. Everyone at the pool, so it seems, except, of course, for the girl of my dreams. For some reason, Christy was standing under the outside shower, rinsing herself off using an industrial strength detergent. I don't know why. Well, that's what happened. There's no more to say. Well, they had to close the pool that day. But I never went back there, for my time was spent, because people still talking about the accident. I don't know where Christy is today. I never saw her again, but that's okay. I'm just glad to be here, breathing alive. But don't ever, 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 ever ask me to jump off that old high dive. And that's the truth.
Well, thanks, kids, for joining us here today on Blog Talk Radio or Jelly Bean Radio. We're here each and every day at 7:30 a.m. Pacific time, and we're glad you made it today. And our featured artist today is Bill Harley, the noted storyteller and songwriter. And if you want to catch out where he's at, you can go to his website, BillHarley.com, or you can check him out on Facebook. They're also on Sprockster.com, where all the Kindy artists hang out. You can see where he's playing and check him out. And if you go to one of his shows, just let him know the Captain Jelly Bean sent you. If you have anything you need to tell us or let us know how we're doing, just email us at jellybeanradio@yahoo.com. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Twitter and also MySpace. And if you want to check out any of the websites that we have, it's our show on, you can go to mallguys.iwork.com, and you can hear the replays of the songs and also hear the players for Blog Talk Radio and also Live 365. And if you want to check out any of the tweets that we do, you can do it at captainjellybean.iwork.com. Check that out. And our feature school today is Mountain View Elementary in Ontario, California. Jerry McCurry is the principal there and also support the local AYSO, or AYSO chapter is 583 in South Ontario. They're a great soccer organization for the kids. And it's 100% volunteer, and every kid plays, so that's why we like it. And again, if you have any questions, just let us know. You guys be good citizens. We'll see you tomorrow, and have a great day.